Good morning once again, everyone. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:07. Temperature has warmed up significantly in the past hour. Now, fair skies, 73 degrees. One more hour to go here in this work week. And don't forget, though, we will be out at Marathon Park. If you want to tell me what you think about what I've been saying about our friends down the road, you can come on by our Bull Falls radio booth and say hello. I'll be out there. Ian will be out there as well during the course of today and throughout the weekend. And we'll have more on that coming up. But coming up in this hour, in about, 13 minutes or so, we will be joined by Paul Micklick, the Newman Catholic High School football coach. He comes in and joins us to talk about Wisconsin sports, and it's a busy time of year. We are getting set for the start of the fall high school sports season. Practices will be beginning for football starting next week. Of course, the Green Bay Packers have their family night coming up as we get closer and closer to their first preseason game next week. The Milwaukee Brewers are still in first place, though scuffling a little bit this past week. We'll talk about that. Olympics going on. So, again, just a lot of sports going on, and we'll talk about it with Paul Micklick coming up at 9:20 this morning. But before we go any further, we need to say hello and good morning to the folks behind the glass. And normally I see in front of the microphone, in front of the board, Ian Welsh, who is our producer and our engineer. But right now sitting in front of the board is our intern, Aiden Bennett. And Aiden, we had you in here on this side of the glass in the last hour, now getting an opportunity to push the button. So glad you're over there. Glad you got me on the air to begin with, but good morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Is this the first time you're getting control of the board and doing it all here, pushing
the
buttons?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so a very, very high bar you have to go over. I do not want to be talking here during the next few minutes and then not hear my voice. So you better, you know, stay right on top of it over there.
Pressure.
Okay, absolutely. So, but we're glad to have you on board. Glad you've been with us, and you'll be with us for the rest of this month pretty much as an intern, and appreciate you being here this morning.
Yeah, hopefully we have more hopefully we have more of those off-topic conversations. Yeah. Those were fun.
Oh, well, I think it was interesting in the last hour. Hey, Ian, come in here for once. You've never been on this side of the glass. Come on over here. We're going to get Ian in here and bring, because he's always on the other side of the glass where Aiden is sitting right now. We're going to get Ian, and you're going to sit here in the studio with me. Pull up that microphone.
Okay.
And put on the headphones, and we're going to have all three of us on the microphone right now. So, this is the first time you've been on this side.
Yes, it is.
It's different on this side, isn't it?
It really is. I've never actually been on this side before.
And folks, you know, if you're downtown, and if you're downtown Wausau, I'm sure you see our studios, and our studio is right by the windows. So if you walk on by, you can see our studio where I sit and do the show, talk to our guests, and then you can probably see if you look around the corner to the glass, and then there's a separate room where our engineer sits, and you know, basically our board is over there, and the computer is over there, and everything that's needed to get us on the air is over there. So if you come on by downtown, take a peek, take a look inside the glass, and take a look at what our setup here. And again, it's a very nice studio. We've just been here since I think last October, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun being here downtown, feeling the energy downtown, watching the construction across the street. But I know that last night for you was the first night off book when it came to your play.
Yes, it was.
And again, Taming of the Shrew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shakespeare in the Park, less than 2 weeks away.
Oh, yes.
But how did it go? Did you have to yell line at any point?
You know, actually, I was able to memorize my lines, and I didn't actually miss any of my lines in the whole show. A few of the other actors I did have to call for lines because they have a lot more lines than I do, and a lot of them have some pretty big monologues as well. But you know, honestly, for the first night of being off book, it actually wasn't too rough. I mean, once we were able to get the next line in, it's actually able to flow along pretty nicely. So, and we still evolve next week, so we still get that extra practice. And then for the first night of being off book, it was actually pretty nice.
Fantastic. So, no, I mean, it's an exciting time when you get off book. All of a sudden, the play really starts to come together
more
quickly. Yep. And you're not focused on looking at your lines. You're actually delivering your lines. You're being the character more than just delivering lines as you read them off a script.
Absolutely.
And generally, I mean, your castmates coming along, you feel like the connection on stage with your castmates is coming along as well?
No, I feel like the character connection is actually becoming a lot more apparent. We're able to, you know, bounce off each other's lines, you know, have more energy and really develop the characters and make them, like, over the top. Well, not too over the top. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a Shakespeare, and Shakespeare's plays are a sort of a, well, kind of ridiculous, but it's not a bad thing. I mean, it still has some really great moments and a lot of funny lines, and it'd be nice to, you know, when we get to the park and actually have an audience and to get those audience reactions and the laughter, it should make it a very entertaining show.
Absolutely. And again, it's coming up starting 2 weeks from yesterday on the 15th.
Oh, yes.
Shows 15th, 16th, and 17th. Again, outdoors, part of two Shakespeare in the Park productions,
one featuring
adult cast, another featuring younger kids involved in the cast for a Midsummer Night's Dream, right?
Yep, a Midsummer Night's a Dream at 2 o'clock, and the Taming of the Shrew is at 6 o'clock.
So,
and hopefully we get some very nice weather, too.
Yeah, where is it again being held? Again, outdoors at...
It's at a Stewart Park in Wausau. It's actually right down the road, close by the Leakey Woods and Art Museum. It's on a hill, so just keep that in mind when it comes to parking. If you park at the top of the hill, it might be a little bit of a quick going downhill, so just keep that in mind. But it's pretty open seating. It's a big stage area. So I think no matter where you sit, I think you should have a really good seat, absolutely.
Absolutely. So, again, we'll look forward, and as you said, we'll talk more about that, hopefully get some folks in talking about these shows coming up in the next couple of weeks as well.
Indeed.
And, again, we both will be heading up back to Marathon Park and be in the Bull Falls Radio booth in the exhibition building in the Northwest Wing at the Wisconsin Valley Fair. You'll be out there from 1 till 4 p.m. I'll be sort of around you. I'll be before you, and I'll be after you. But, again, we'd love to have folks come on by. We do have the truth booth there.
Yeah.
We have a bunch of really cool-looking T-shirts. We give you a chance to win tickets to the Demolition Derby, which will be wrapping things up at the fair on Sunday, and a chance to get you hooked up with an overnight stay as well in the Chula Vista, at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. So,
lots of fun opportunities if you come out to see us at the fair.
And it's always just fun to have folks stop on by, and it's great to hear when they say, hey, we listen to you. One of the hundreds of people that tuned into us, as opposed to the thousands on WSAU, but still nice to have them stop on by and be able to say, oh, I'm not going to let this go, obviously, you know.
And it's always nice to talk to people who are like, I've never heard of you guys before, and it's nice to explain, you know, what our radio station is.
Right, no, that's it. Yeah, you're right.
What we do, because
that's one of the things, because we are
kind of a lesser known radio station. We're a little smaller than some of the bigger ones.
But the thing about it is, you know, sometimes we're so engulfed in it, we just assume and everybody knows about. No, and it's nice to have an opportunity to explain. Hey, here, and have the list of our shows and say that we're all Wisconsin programming, and we do have the high school sports, and we have all these great programs. So yeah, it's really great. And if you want to learn more about us, you have any questions about us, it's wonderful to have that opportunity to get together as well. So again, it's just nice to be able to connect with our listeners, and we'll have three more days of doing that to hear this weekend. But
absolutely, I'm still waiting for people to quiz me on their own number of the day quiz.
Yeah, if you're
just for the fun of it,
if you come out there today or tomorrow or Sunday, make sure you have, look up, just get a number, whatever it may be, and have a question for Ian and see if he can win your number of the day quiz.
Yeah.
And actually, should we take a peek ahead and see what our topic is going to be here today. Let me bring it up here. I wonder if it would be a surprising, because the last time I just opened up a web page, I saw it was about me. So let's see if maybe the number for the day will be about me here. I mean, that would be kind of cool.
You never know.
You know, maybe it's in the hundreds. Well, let's see here. Let's find that. What is our number for the day here today? Oh, it involves the United States Postal Service.
Ah, the Postal Service.
So we will have a number for the day that involves the United States Postal Service.
Well, that could be a lot of things, actually. Yeah. Because I'm thinking about that.
Yes, it could be. So absolutely. So we'll look forward to that. You're 2 out of 4 so far this week. So you have a successful week already. But, you know.
A chance to make it 3 out of 4.
Yeah, you don't you don't want to have a week where you have more wrong answers than right answers.
No, absolutely not.
So even though it's technically a successful week because you're above 33%. To really be a successful week, you got to have more wins than losses.
That's
so
right.
We're going to do that. So that'll be coming up at the end of the program. Our last segment will be our history lesson, where we talk about famous events that occurred in history, celebrity birthdays, events that are acknowledged today that we should be aware of, and then our number for the day quiz with Ian. So that's coming up. But after we take a quick 1 minute timeout, we're going to talk a little Wisconsin sports. Great to go into the weekend, talk about sports, and we'll be joined by Paul Mickley coming up in just over a minute. So, Aiden, let's hear some bumper music. I don't hear anything.
Okay.
Let's hear some bumper music. Whichever
one you want to play, it's okay.
A little bit more. There you go.
Nice.
That's what we want to hear. A little Paul Carrick going into the break. So
coming, I like the song.
So coming up after a minute timeout, we'll be joined by Paul Micklick. We'll continue on this Friday. 9:18 is the time. Sunny skies, 73 degrees in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday morning. Boy, it feels good to be a Friday. A lot of sunshine, and again, it should be a beautiful weekend. And get us into the mood for the weekend.
It's supposed to be a nice weekend, right?
Yep, it's supposed to be a nice weekend. So it's always nice here on a Friday to loosen it up a little bit, to get away from all my little petty arguments with other media members and politics and all that, and talk a little bit of sports, as we're joined by the head football coach at Newman Catholic High School and our guy that we call on. I'm not going to call you an expert, because then your head will be too big to get out the door.
Unfortunately, I don't think there's anybody's an expert on sports.
But Paul Mickley, good to see you.
Hey, it's good to be here, and I see that you guys are going to be out there. I know today's my fair day, so.
Oh, you're going out there, huh?
We'll go out there and
pay a visit to the Northwest.
I'm going to, and
we'll hook you up and the boys maybe with a Bull Falls Radio T-shirt.
Yes, yes. Well, it sounds like you'll be a little after, so we'll come out there and then go to the rodeo beforehand, or after, I should say, and things like that. And there's nothing better than going to look at the animals and all the people out there. So it's a great weekend for it. So you'll be busy.
I will be busy. I was going to ask you as well, because, you know, in addition to the fair this weekend, I know you've been to family night probably multiple times, right?
Yeah.
Are you going this year?
No. This year, if you've gone there quite a few times, you know what I'm saying?
You've seen it, huh?
Yeah, I've seen it and done it. And they, don't get me wrong, they add stuff all the time. Tomorrow night,
you want a full pad scrimmage. Now,
I want to see. You know, sometimes it's fun if you're actually watching the game itself. It's or not the game, but the practice itself. Right. It's probably better to be at home. So I'm kind of excited just to watch a little football.
I'm just happy that this year there's no chance of a thunderstorm, because I swear every other year they have like 70,000 people. I mean, have you been there when they've had a delay?
One time.
How was that crazy when they try to get everybody out at the bowls? Because they say, okay, we're getting everybody out. Is it a mad stampede to get underneath?
Because the reality of it is they really, you know, they've gotten what they wanted by the time that practice starts. So they're just more worried about the practice itself. You know, if they really wanted to go force themselves into somewhere else to practice indoors, right, they could just go do that. Because for the fans, everything is from, I mean, I think it starts like at 12:30 or something with, you know, it, for the kids and for everybody there, it's from 12:30 until, you know, 6:30 until you get into the stadium. And then that stuff before that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then they kind of, the practice itself is not what it's geared for. Right. That's why it's not family night. Right. And then the fireworks at the end are huge. I mean, honestly, the best fireworks, if you ever want to see fireworks, and especially live, obviously it's on TV, it's a little different, but the fireworks are worth it just to see the fireworks in person. They do a great job with their laser show and things like that. So my point being is that at that point in time, you know, they would rather say see ya and make sure everybody's safe, right, than yeah, you know, that going in and
absolutely
going back and forth for that practice.
Well, last Friday night we were at American Family Field watching the Milwaukee Brewers when the news came through that the contract discussion we had last Friday,
yep, yes,
about Jordan Love, that's been taken care of. The yep. Packers and their quarterback have come together on a 4-year contract extension, so that means 5 years, because he got the final year of his contract, I believe, right? Did they rip up this?
No, they didn't.
Okay, so this year he's under there.
I mean they did. I mean they put it in within it, so you kind of got to look at it as 5-year.
Okay, so it's it's 4 years added onto this.
Yes.
Okay. I'll throw it out there. I mean, what are your thoughts? Do you think that the Packers came out well? Do you think Jordan Love came out well? Do you think everybody came out well? How do you look at it?
The reality of it is, I would say in this situation, they both came out well. The contract's not $55 million. It's really actually $46 million, because if you add it on, and we could sit here and debate about the exact contract and what the money was and how it's going to be shaped and things like that. I do think it gives them enough wiggle room. They still have, especially for the next year or two, to sign anybody. But I think they've signed everybody they wanted to long term.
Right.
They gave themselves enough wiggle room for a couple years here for the organization. And Jordan Love, again, if he goes out and he, the reality, if he's doing good, he won't even get to that fifth year anyways. And then the fourth year, whatever.
We've seen it with other quarterbacks in green and gold.
Correct. So we won't even get that far anyways. So, and it'll be all different at that point in time. And he'll be able to make some more. If he's as good as he is supposed to be, he will make another, obviously, a big contract yet. Still's out there for him. So I think it works out good for both of them. And, you know, that's the key, is if he's set and the organization's not set, we're not getting, or vice versa,
right,
we're not getting, they have to both be set. And I think they're lock and step on being on the same page and what they need to do to get to where they got to get go to. So I think it's going to be fine when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good deal for Jordan Love. I think it's a good deal for the Packers. I saw a comment that I think is exactly right. If you go back a number of years, the last time that the Packers signed Aaron Rodgers to what was then a record contract, this idea that the Packers are not going to be able to do anything, because the following offseason the Packers went pretty deep into free agency and was able to spend some money. And frankly, right now, the amount of money that's going into the National Football League, they're going into a new television contract. So probably within the second or third year of this extension, that cap is going going to continue to rise, and this and that's one of the things that if the league is doing well, the cap continues to rise, and the percentage of the cap that goes towards one particular player is going to be smaller and smaller, and the deal will look better if he continues to play as well as he does.
And then that fifth year, I guess we'll say fourth year, but fifth year, I mean, I think it goes up to, it was some crazy number, maybe like $78 million or something like that. He's not going to get to that.
That is, yes, yeah. You either cut him or you redo the contract. You know, that's the way it goes. That's, you know, and people that talk about, and at times I've said, you know, they got a contract. Well, the players know when they sign the contract, they're taking a lot of upfront money, sort of as a trade-off, knowing that last year in all likelihood is not going to happen the way it is written as in the contract. So
correct.
These people know what they're doing. It's not going to be like a journalist, holy cow, you're thinking about cutting me. What? Yep. I got a contract. Yeah. No, they know exactly what's going on. So again,
I mean, he got what do you got? He got 75
the
million?
Guarantee, yeah.
75
and
million.
Yes, I mean, good party money.
$75 million.
Good party money.
What would you do with that, Chad?
I have no idea what I would do with that.
I guess he's not going to do is buy Aaron Rodgers' house. That's
I heard about that. Hey, we're going to come back. More Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklegg as we continue on this Friday morning. The time is almost 9:29. Coming up next, it will be a information update. News, weather, and sports. Get you up to speed on what's going on. And then back with more. Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:35 with Paul Micklegg talking Wisconsin sports. And I guess before we wrap up talking about the Packers, again, preseason starts next week. I hate preseason football. I'm just not a fan of it. Are you somebody that will turn it on and then wait, watch the entire game? Because most people are that way. They want their football no matter what it is. Are you already marking off your time for next weekend at Packer preseason football? You're gonna make sure you watch it all.
Well, I mean, I think you want to watch this, make sure nobody gets hurt. I mean, that's a key thing in there. You know, I don't know if Love going to play this year in those games or not. I can't imagine
he's going to play early next week or anything like that.
No, I mean, especially
I saw that the Jets said Rodgers ain't playing at all in the preseason.
Well, Rodgers, yeah, he doesn't. Didn't he play for him last year, though, in the preseason a little bit?
I don't think so. I don't think he did. I think his first appearance was his one and only series last year.
So that means that I thought he played one game.
I don't believe so.
But that means he hasn't played preseason for a long, long, long time. You know what I mean? So that's just kind of how it goes. But it's good to see some of the backups and see what the depth they have and see what the position battles but you can get that during the course of the day.
You can say good. Yeah, it's good. It's good to see all those guys. Yeah, really. I don't think it's good.
Well, I mean,
maybe as I get older, I just find there is not much time in life to.
If I don't have time, right, am I not going to watch it? You know what I'm saying?
And in total transparency, because when I am wrong, I like to come on and say I was wrong.
Okay, so you're trying to say I'm wrong about something.
No, I was wrong. Oh. I'm saying that you were right just a moment ago.
What?
Aaron Rodgers did play 10 snaps in the third preseason game in 2020.
I thought he did.
You are right. I was wrong. And again, I'm not so big.
I can't admit that
when I'm wrong. I mean, my hundreds of listeners would expect it from me. All right.
That's good. I mean, that's And I thought they did that because he was obviously new and they wanted to get him some, at least the feel of it with a different team, which makes sense. I still think you'll probably see Love a little bit. I don't think he's at the point where you don't have him go in there at all
game. I think he'll probably play in the second game.
On there.
Yeah, just play in the second game a little bit, maybe a quarter, maybe less than a quarter. And then you put him back in the bubble wrap for the third game.
Correct. And well, the only thing is now with how they do it, isn't there a two? There's not really, because I think they play early, but isn't there a 2 week gap in between?
I think you're right. So
that third game.
But you know as well, though, that if you can, in practice, you can do what you need to do, I think.
I agree to a point.
I think at the NFL level, if they can do it at a level, well, obviously, but you don't want them being hit so in the preseason. So, again, you're not going to get that. But the only way to make sure that he's not getting hit is to set things up in the preseason. I don't think that the preseason means a whole heck of a lot for a guy like Love. I really don't.
I don't, except for the whole process of that you are playing in that game. You're getting this. You're getting your mindset before the game. You're coming out after the kickoff in front of a full house, and you take one series. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
And the other side of the people really do not like you as opposed to practice, and you know that they still like you.
Correct. And the reality, you can do it where, you know what? Hand the ball off three times. I really don't care. You know what I'm saying? They can do things.
You should do something.
Or like do that. A play action where you know it's a safe pass the case might be. I don't think you need to play a lot of series.
All right, I've had enough talking about preseason football.
I can see Chad has like preseason. Yeah. And contracts.
Why do you watch it? Because it's on TV. Well, George Costanza's always right.
Seinfeld is life.
It is. Brewers, I guess the first thing I'm going to ask you is the trade deadline came. We'll see the big move the Brewers made in Frankie Montas tonight in Washington. He got him from the Reds. My first thought is when a team is trading within the division, they really don't think that guy's going to hurt you. That was my first thought. The Reds were willing to give him to the team that they're battling to try to catch here in the division. Yeah, you can have him. So, but, I mean, the question I got is – with Christian Yelich being a big question mark down the rest of the way, you would have thought they would have taken a flyer at least on a bat.
Actually, I'm going to say you answered your own question. I think they know he's not coming back this year, and they don't think they can do anything. That's my gut.
Or they're going to try to get there on pitching alone. Like they
pitching?
Well, I mean, if you're not going to get a bat, they picked up a pitcher. So they're going to try to add to the pitching and try. I mean,
you call that a pitcher? I mean, they picked up two guys that have an ERA.
I know.
Actually, three guys over ERA
but
over five.
I'm trying to say, what are they trying to do?
They're trying to do nothing.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're trying to do.
So do you think that ultimately that they don't
even... They've cashed in on this year.
Oh, wow. That's sad.
That's what that's telling me.
That's sad, actually.
That's telling me. Can you tell me any differently? How does those moves help us?
I know. I mean, that's when I say that. The Reds were so... they were probably thrilled to make this
deal. People were laughing at that trade. I mean, they picked up a guy that actually was doing good for the Brewers in the same role, kind of, because he's only getting four to five innings.
Right.
And then they threw in an outfielder.
Yeah, you're right.
Which was once a top 100 guy.
The trade, and again, if you're looking for a reason, maybe, again, the Brewers feel they have this magic touch with pitchers that somehow they can make them better than they've been, and they're going to make this guy better than he's been. I mean, again,
I'm not disagreeing with that.
I'm grasping because, again, I would have thought, again, maybe me being somebody that would, hey, I'm 5.5 games up in the division. Maybe we should get a bat. I mean, it felt as though, and again,
or go for anything. Something. Just go give me a top line starter.
Not a 5+ ERA guy.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. All three guys they got were above five. Mears comes in, he has one good thing. And they're like, hey, he did good.
And
then
he
next
did
day,
fantastic,
then,
right?
And yeah. Then he came up the next game and gave two home runs up. Okay, I mean, so the guy, there's a reason why he had a 5 ERA. I mean, there's a reason why you can say about Cincinnati saying that their home park gives up home runs. He wore out of the 14 home runs he's given up, 10 of them is when he's been wearing the road jersey. So it's at different parks. Yeah. I mean, to think that you're just going to come here, there's a reason why he has a 5 ERA. Yeah.
No, you're right.
All three of them. I just don't think that that's saying all in. If that's all in, then...
No, they're not all in. I mean, nobody can say they're all in. No, not... I mean, you're right. I mean, they're going to try to use the same recipe they've got this far with one ingredient on the sideline.
And I think what played a huge part in them doing nothing. Because, or going for the big time, is without his bat in there, he's the guy that's consistent 300 hitter, and he's when he was out earlier in the year, they struggled, and he's a key component of it. I mean, he's an all-star. I mean, there's no doubt about it. So if you're not going to be able to fill that spot, why would you go all in? Is there a reason?
I'm almost. I do think there is, because I do think we've seen in Major League Baseball, we saw an Arizona team last season that won barely half their games make it to the World Series. There are guys that can get hot for 2 months. There's guys that, I mean, we had Bob Lookon. He was begging them to get Jock Peterson from Arizona because he's a guy that killed the Brewers basically in the playoffs. He's a guy that's had success in the playoffs and that he could have been had as a rental. And the Brewers did nothing. So, again, I understand what you're saying, but you look at the standings, they're there. And then you get into a short series, as much as you say, oh, you don't have either the pitching or the hitting to compete with Philadelphia or Los Angeles or even Atlanta.
They
or
don't.
Whoever. You're right. But in a short series, you get through the 162 games to get to that opportunity for a short series. And they're in a position where they don't even have to be that good the rest of the way.
I mean, that's what I'm saying is that's why they had to go get a top pitcher. And they didn't do it.
No.
So you tell me who the first three games that they make the playoffs and they have three games.
Yeah, I know.
Peralta, Ray, and who else?
Bullpen game.
I mean, bullpen game. I mean, like, there is nobody. I mean, those guys are not. They're not going to win games for you in the playoffs. I mean, that's just my opinion on it.
No, again, it makes all sense. It's. I'm trying to find answers for it, and I really can't find answers for it because it's disappointing. I guess the way I look at it, it's just disappointing that you go through the entirety of the year where these guys overachieve. And I said it last week. You could go, I mean, you could have Yelich back. You could have him actually have a good year next year. And they could easily lose a lot of the games they've been winning this year. And they could be, and not be sniffing the playoffs next year. And maybe next year, you know, Council and the Cubs find what's going wrong this year. I mean, there's no guarantees about next year. There's almost a guarantee right now if you would have done something, you're going to be at least in the playoffs.
Correct.
And giving yourself an opportunity. And you're right. I don't know. I don't know if they're setting things up where if what happened last year when they laid a big egg against Arizona, they can say, well, it's a wonderful year. You know, we just didn't have the pitching depth to go any further. It's almost they're setting up the excuses right now.
Well, because the reality of it is they'll be in the playoff hunt until the last day. I'm not saying they're going to win it, but they'll be in it. So they got everything out of what they always say is they want to be competitive. They
could
be
under 500 the rest of the year and still win the division. I mean, at this point, they were 11-13 in the month of July.
Pittsburgh's coming. Pittsburgh's coming. St. Louis is coming.
Pittsburgh is not going to come all the way.
You want to make a bet on that right now?
I will give you both Pittsburgh and St. Louis, and you give me the Brewers.
For the division.
For the division.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's easy. Right. I feel like I'm almost stealing.
Got the pizza on that one.
All right. That's stealing.
Nope. I'm going to enjoy that beautiful
You see
pizza.
Their schedule?
The Brewers actually do better against the better teams than they do against the worst teams.
Well, they lost 2-3 to the Dodgers. They lost 2-3 against Atlanta, and they lost two. They got swept at Philadelphia. So I don't know
where you're coming up with that one.
Where are you coming up with that one?
I'm not going into that. I just know that I'm going to enjoy a great pizza coming up in, at the end of September.
And you know what? If I owe you that pizza, I know. I'll be the happiest guy.
And
I'll win-win for me.
And I've noticed that with you. You like these bets that are win-win. Where
yep.
if you lose the bet, you
I
win.
I still win.
If you win the bet, you win. But I think you'd actually like winning the bet more because you enjoy dancing with a victory. You have a good victory dance here.
Yes. So. Yes. I hope that they do it.
I do. But, and also, you've been, since the very beginning of the year, you've been waiting for them to fall apart.
Correct. And there's been times that they've squandered it a little bit, but they never have totally fallen apart. I just feel at this moment that bullpen, since the, you know, just before the All-Star break, has faltered. And then we got these injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, we got, you know.
You're right. The bullpen has not been at the level it's going to have to be at. I mean, that's the, and I talk about the formula, the recipe, that the bullpen is probably as big a factor when they win these games as anything. Because,
and Hudson and Miguel are on the DL, or IL, or whatever you want to call it. Those are two guys that were dominant in that first half of the season. And yeah, right now they're not there. Yeah. That's a concern.
All right. Well, now we got reason to follow for the next couple of months here. Really.
Not just because it's on TV.
Right. Not just because I actually have a reason to follow, see if I can win myself a pizza. But, well, right. Well, we got through it. Interesting stuff. I'm feeling a little depressed now about the Brewers, though, after that discussion.
Well, you know what the good thing about life is? Guess what's starting? It's football season,
know,
baby.
So you
can get your depression somewhere else.
Exactly right. Yeah, get somewhere else. Well, enjoy the weekend.
You too, Chad. I'm sure we'll see all you guys out there on at the fair here tonight.
Very good. Hey, coming up, we got one more segment before we wrap things up. It's our history lesson, including Ian Welsh and the number for the day quiz. Yep, you know it, you love it, and we will have it coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday, August the 2nd of 2024. What day is it for this year? It is day number 215 of this year.
Wow.
So 215 days into the year and 151 days to go. So 215 down, 151 to go. This is nearing the end of week number 31 of this year. So
yeah, it's going by fast.
And a lot of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On the 2nd of August, on this date in 1830, plans for the city of Chicago were laid out. That's 1830. 1892, the family of Lizzie Borden was found murdered in their Fall River, Massachusetts home. On this date in 1945, golfer Byron Nelson recorded the most tournament wins in a season, 18, which is still a record. On the 2nd of August of 1949, the National Basketball League and the NBAA merged into the NBA, the National Basketball Association. On this date in 1956, Elvis Presley, the king of rock and roll, released Hound Dog.
Good song.
On this date in 2019, Frank Zapata became the first person to cross the English Channel by flyboard. He did it in 22 minutes. And on this date in 2019, 10 people, including the perpetrator, were killed and 27 others injured in a mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, just 13 hours after a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas. Hmm. So those are a few of the famous events occurring on this date in history. Famous folks who are celebrating their birthday today. Oh, actually, I gotta go backwards. I'm looking at August 4th for birthdays. I was saying, but I will say happy birthday Sunday, the former president, Barack Obama. But today, Butch Patrick. Do you know who Butch Patrick is?
The name sounds familiar.
He played Eddie Munster on The Munsters.
Oh, The Munsters.
Butch Patrick, who played the kid on The Munsters, is now 71 years old. Former Saturday Night Live cast member, now right-wing crazy person, Victoria Jackson of Saturday Night Live, 65 years old today. Actor Mary Louise Parker is 60. Director-actor Kevin Smith from Clerks, Chasing Amy, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and others is 54 years old today. Actor Sam Worthington of Terminator Salvation and the Avatar films is 48. Edward Furlong from Terminator 2 Judgment Day played the son of Sarah Connor. John Connor, Edward Furlong, became buddies with the Terminator. Edward Furlong is 47. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged and celebrated today. It is Dinosaurs Day.
Nice.
I don't know why. Why would August the 2nd be Dinosaurs Day?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe it's something to do with Jurassic Park or something.
Yeah, maybe. It is Coloring Book Day. It is Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
Oh.
I know they can get some ice cream sandwiches, I'm sure, at the fair.
I love those.
And it is World Four-Leaf Clover Day.
Oh, a lucky day.
So, nice. Yeah, so do you believe in superstitions like four-leaf clovers? Do you think that they do bring you luck?
I do, actually.
So come on.
There's quite a few superstitions in a theater I also should have watched out for as well.
You don't say good luck. Yeah, say break a leg, right? Good luck is bad luck, right?
Absolutely. You're also not supposed to whistle backstage. You're not supposed to open an umbrella upwards on the stage. You're not supposed
to. Man, you got a lot to keep track of there on stage. All right.
I make a list.
Yeah. All right. But now it's time to get serious.
Yes.
It is time to quiz Ian. It is time for our number for the day and our number for the day quiz. If you're not familiar, we give Ian a quiz from our number for the day. We give him three choices. So that means based on the math, you should get one out of three because you got three choices, one out of three, 33%. So the goal every week is 33%. But we want more. We want more. We want to be above 50% for the week because today you're 50%. You're two out of four.
Yes.
So you're either going to have a week where you have more right than wrong, or you're going to have a week where you have more wrong than right.
Yes,
we want more right than wrong.
More right, absolutely. And this is about the Postal Service.
It is. Yes. You remember, it is about the Postal Service. Okay. Our number for the day is the number of vehicles in the U.S. Postal Service fleet.
Number of vehicles.
So, you know, all around the country, you see those postal vehicles that are always going around?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Your choices are A, 19,000. B, 190,000.
Wow.
C, 1.9 million. So they all involve 19.
Okay.
So either 19,000, 190,000, or 1.9 million.
This might be a tough one, but okay. In the whole fleet, okay. So I'm going to say, I'll go with my gut here. I'm going to go with C. I'm going to go with the biggest number.
So 1.9 million is
my final
answer.
I'm going to go with that.
All right. The number of vehicles in the U.S. Postal Service fleet. I thought you were going to get this one right.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
But you didn't. It is 190,000.
Oh, it's the
it's right in the middle. Because usually you go, when you're in doubt, you go with the middle number, it seems like. And you went with the big number. So, again, it makes sense. I mean, this is a huge country. We see a lot of postal vehicles, but it's still a successful week. You got above 33%.
Yes.
You got two out of five. So it's another winning week.
I'm sure I can try my best to do better next week and try to get a little more right than wrong.
Absolutely. So, again, well, we will see you out at the fair.
I'll see you at the fair. Happy Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of the fair.
And across the way, Aiden, have a good weekend as well.
You too.
And thanks, Aiden.
We will be back next week, Monday morning, 8 till 10 a.m. We will look forward to the hundreds of you joining us. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.